247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nuggets. We're at part 11 of this wonderful series on God's love. And it is my privilege to bring you these words. We're looking today at Luke's Gospel. And we're looking at chapter 12. And from verse 6, and it says this. This is Jesus talking. He says these words. He says, "What is the price of 5 sparrows? 2 copper coins? Yet God does not forget a single one of them. And the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows. I tell you the truth. Everyone who acknowledges me publicly here on earth, the Son of Man will also acknowledge in the presence of God's angels." Oh Lord, thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for what you are doing in our lives, Lord. And I give you the honor and the glory and the power. As you change our lives, as you lead us more and more toward your glory, we acknowledge that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we acknowledge publicly, Lord, that Jesus is the Son of God, your precious Son. Is the Son of God, and we worship you in spirit and in truth. Bring clarity to the word, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. Jesus is making a point here, beloved. He's saying, what is the price of 5 sparrows? 2 copper coins? 2 copper coins is nothing. It's very, very little. And Jesus goes on to say, yet God does not forget a single one of them because he created them. You see, God never forgets you because he created you. Jesus goes on to say, and the very hairs on your head are all numbered. I'm pretty sure that my number changes every single day because I'm losing my hair. I am losing my hair, and it's one of those things. But he still has counted them. He has still numbered them. He loves you that much that he would number the hairs on your head. You know, it fascinates me when I think about fingerprint profiling, when I think about DNA. God has given us all different fingerprints. He has given us all a different DNA. Why would he do that? You know, as you watch snowflakes tumble, and if you're in North America at the moment, you're probably noticing there's quite a few snowflakes flurrying around. And if you think about it, every single snowflake that falls from the sky is totally different from another one. None of them are the same. Wouldn't it have been easier for snow to have had the same pattern and look exactly alike as they fell from the sky? Not in God's world. This is how much he loves us. This is how much he adores us. He has made every single one of us individual And I'm talking about the beasts of the field. I'm talking about the birds of the air. I'm talking about the snow that falls. I'm talking about your DNA. I'm talking about your fingerprints. Everything about you is different to someone else. All of us are different. None of us are the same. None of us are clones. We are all individual. And we think differently. And we work differently. And we have different personalities. We have different thought patterns. But God made us that way for a reason. Because He loves us so much. I was looking at some fields and grass, and I was looking at trees, and I was thinking the other day about the changing seasons. Some places you can go in the country and you can see when you get to fall, or we call it autumn, and the leaves change color. And the beauty of those autumnal colors is breathtaking. Who did that? Almighty God. And He gave us this world. He gave us this world because He loves us so much. He put beauty into this world because He loves us so much. You know, sometimes when I look at nature, when I look at those trees that are changing colors, my eyes turn to heaven and I say to Almighty God, thank you so much for what you are doing with our world. When we're all surrounded by different problems, different issues in our lives, some of us have got a lot of money, some of us have got no money at all. Some of us are healthy, some of us aren't. Some of us can walk, some of us can't walk. Some of us can see, others can't see. Whatever our issue, whatever our situation in our lives, we know this. One thing stands true. Our Heavenly Father, God Almighty Himself, loves us, each of us, individually. I tell you the truth. Everyone who acknowledges me publicly here on earth, the Son of Man, will also acknowledge in the presence of God's angels. Let me ask you this question. Do you acknowledge Jesus as Lord and Savior publicly? Do you let other people know about Him? Do you admit that you are a follower of the way, the follower of Jesus? Do you admit that readily? Or are you embarrassed to do that? Because if you are embarrassed to mention that you are a Christian, look at what this scripture says. I tell you the truth. Everyone who acknowledges me publicly here on earth, the Son of Man will also acknowledge in the presence of God's angels. But if you look further, he says, but anyone who denies me here on earth will be denied before God's angels. Beloved, we don't want to be in that situation. And I want you to think about this. If you are embarrassed to mention that you are a Christian, if you are shy to say to someone, you know what, I am a Christian and I'm so proud of it. I can understand that. But if you are shy, stop for 1 second and think about what He has done for you in your life. Think about what He continues to do. Think about all the blessings. I was talking to somebody the other day and I said, think about the blessings of Almighty God. And this person just said to me, I don't have any blessings in my life. And I said, yes, you do. You're breathing. You're walking this earth. You are alive. That is a real blessing. That is such a blessing. because knowing that you are alive, there's so much you can do. Rather than just sit there and be miserable and moan and complain, there is so much you can do. And the first thing you can do is to acknowledge that God Almighty Himself loves you so much that 2,000 years ago He sent His Son Jesus into this world so that you could be saved. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that worth worshiping God for? Isn't that worth saying to Him, Lord God, I love you too? Because He first loved you, beloved. We're going to continue to worship in a moment, and I just want to pray. Heavenly Father, I want to pray for your beloved people who are not acknowledging you. And I pray in Jesus' name that from today they would say yes to acknowledging you publicly. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.